Well, hello, 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 my lovely human beings, and welcome back or welcome to Ida May's Spiritual Cafe. I am your host, Ida May, and today, huntay, today we are going to be doing some collective spread, so all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind, and feel free to rearrange the energetic rules as you see fit. Now, our readings for today are going to include the following. We are going to be getting some energetic spiritual messages for this week from our ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High. And we're going to see what they would like to convey for the 27th to the 5th. The 5th. Let me calculate some stuff up real quick. Anywho. And at the end, in the last segment, you will find love messages from whoever is currently on your mind. So, I am going to shuffle up these cards a bit, and we're going to jump into a fun fact, and I'll see you on the next segment. Welcome to your fun fact of the day for the body, soul, and mind. Our fun fact today is about sunshine. That's right, sunshine. Not only is it a topping to a beautiful, wonderful day, but it's also known to help the production of vitamin C, aiding in strengthening bones, and also helping with blood pressure. Not only that, it's improving our sleep quality as well and giving us that feel-good mood energy. What are you waiting for? Spring is almost here. Get out there and enjoy that sunshine. That was your fun fact for the day for the body, soul, and mind. Oh, my lovely human beings, and welcome to today's episode. I'm sending you all lots of love, light, blessings on blessings, and blessings in the motherfucking lessons, because it's truly a part of our ascension. All right, my lovely collective, today we have Mars in Aquarius, square Jupiter in Taurus. So, you know, things could be smooth sailing today, but don't put too much on the damn canoe, because you take too much on, you could sink your canoe. All right, so go about things and balance things properly today. Don't take off more than your ass can chew. All right, now we are going to jump into our spreads. Let me set this over here. Now, all readings today are general collective, so all signs are welcome. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to rearrange the energetic roles as you see fit. We are going to be starting off with a general collective energy message from your ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High for this week. All right, so I'll be using the spirit deck, and we will get some weekly advice from spirit for the ending messages from the Goddess Guidance. All right, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and give us clear, direct messages for the collective, what they need to know, hear, or be aware of for this week. Okay, what do we have coming in this week? Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, thank you. We have the first card out is Choices. All right, we're going to get four more cards. So there could be some type of choices that are going to be made when it comes to life choices. Being able to tap into your own spiritual power, Spirit said, you'll be able to really listen and appreciate your intuitive wisdom and really apply that to some type of possibility constructively with inside of your life. So there's going to be this inner knowing that's going to be coming in once you have some type of time for yourself. You could be, you know, doing a lot, but there's going to be some type of inner knowing, right? But there's going to be these choices that follow along with it. Okay, so it's like there's many doors, but there's one that's open for you. So let's see what else we have. Oh, spirit, thank you. All right, we also have seek. So there is a power of spirit that exists within everything, and everything is made of energy, and every single thing in your physical world contains a fragment of spirit, including you. You know, we were all once spirit, and we're always connected to one another. So you could be seeking some inner guidance this week. You could be having some type of awakening, right, when it comes to seeking and learning and wanting to gain more knowledge this week. Okay, and then we have self-love. So now is the time to really love on oneself, nurture, heal yourself. Self-love is simply, a state of mind, a feel-good feeling. It's a state of appreciation for yourself that grows and matures from actions that you take to support your mind, body, and soul. So, you know, self-love looks different for many. So, you know, whatever you're doing this week, make sure you're incorporating some self-time for one's ass, okay? Take some time, do what you feel good to do. What makes you happy? Do that, you know? Have a little adventure for yourself, you know? All right, let's get two more cards. But it does look like there's going to be some choices being made this week. And one is seeking out knowledge, ancestors, guardians, and guides, and spirits say the Most High. All right, what else we have? Spirit, we need two more cards. All right, we have reach out. So spirit, ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, they are coming through saying, we know that you've been reaching out right now for some type of help with the current situation and support. Support is as much needed as a physical physical action, and accepting helps where it's offered. And it's about emotional benefits and learning that it's truly okay to accept love and support how it's presented to you. So there may be a need to reach out for some type of assistance, some type of guidance, support when it's coming down this week. And you may be, you know, learning that it's okay, there's nothing wrong with that, because again, it does look like you're making choices, you're seeking, there's self-love here and reaching out. So you definitely are going through some type of different transition, and you know, learning that it's okay, it's okay. You may be one who doesn't really say too much, you let on a little bit but not saying too much of anything about a current situation, and there may be a need to reach out to someone this week. Let's get one more card, spirit. Okay, and then we have dream talk. So there's something going on with the subconscious where it's speaking through your dreams, and it's just one of those many ways that your soul is here to communicate within to the spirit realm and reach out and communicate through signs, symbols, and messages. So you could be receiving signs, synchronicities, dream messages, or daydream messages, however the energy resonates. And you know, you could be picking up on a lot of different things, waking up like, what the fuck is going on here? So spirit wants you to know, take note of those signs, synchronicities that you'll be receiving in your awakened or dream state, daydreaming or actually physically sleeping. All right, now let's get some advice from spirit from the goddess guidance. All right, and we have start delegating. Yeah, see, again, another card asking for help, including, you know, for yourself. So yeah, if you, yeah, spirit's like, look, if you need some help, assistance, reach out. One more card, spirit. Then we have quiet time. So yeah, someone is definitely taking some time to do some inner reflection, maybe contemplating things, taking some rest. Looks like it's very needed. And you know, spirit, that's what spirit has for you. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High for this week. Now we're going to jump into your love messages from your person. my lovely collective. Welcome to your second segment where we're going to get some messages regarding whoever is on your mind with love. All signs are welcome since this will be for the collective. Only take what resonates, leave the rest behind. Feel free to also rearrange the energetic roles as you see fit. Now I'm going to be starting off with the Island Time Wellness. I'm going to start off with Miss Doreen Virtue. We'll get a little preview on the energy. So ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please come through and help me convey clear love messages to the collective for whoever is currently on their mind. What is going on? What is the preview on this energy of this love spread spirit? Okay, we have attraction. Okay, so we're going to go over to the Island Time Wellness and we're going to get some messages regarding, Cupid's Arrow. We'll get some messages from the Cupid's Arrow first and then the Island Time Wellness. We'll get one card from this deck as well. All right, Spirit, what do we have going on? Oh, so we have Passion and Boundaries that just popped out. Okay, so we'll just take those two. So passion's here. We have don't be afraid to follow what makes your heart happy, and boundaries, know when to put up and let down your walls. All right, so this could be coming in this week for some type of attraction with whoever is on your mind, but there's something coming up with boundaries and passion. So let's get on into it. Ancestors, guardians, and guides of the Most High, please give me a spread read on collective's person. All right, what is this person got going on, Spirit, when it comes to the collective? Okay. We have the Grim Reaper, some relationship that may have ended. All right, and this is whatever is going on with this. May have brought in tons of growth, maybe transformation. All right. Then we have soulmates. So there is some type of partnership agreement, soul contract here when it comes to your person. So this, you and this person are definitely not together. But you once were, and this may have provided some type of growth and transformation and, ending some type of relationship. This is coming in as a soulmate, a partnership, some type of spiritual soul contract agreement. What else, Spirit? Okay, and then we have self-indulgence. So whoever you're connecting with could be really focused on self, working, self-worth. But it is looking like they're taking some time out to reflect, do some healing, look within the shadow self, and really getting to know their self. Let's get one more card. And we have heartbroken. So whoever this was, looks like they are in deep heartbreak from the separation. They could be grieving in some type of way when it comes to the loss of the connection. All right, we are going to get some messages from the Love Tarot, whatever your person would like to convey in this separation regarding love. What would they like to convey in the separation of love, Spirit? All right, we have focused on my money. So it does look like someone is just focusing currently on some type of financial career or some type of priority when it comes to financial stability. So it looks like let's see what else we have we would like to convey. We have wild side. There is a side that I haven't wanted you to see, and I don't want you to see. Okay, then we have This Isn't Goodbye. I don't want to walk away, but it's best for me, for us right now. This isn't goodbye. This is We'll be together soon. Then we have Something to Say. There's really something I want to share with you. I'm just waiting for the right time. So this person could be, you know, focusing on money at this time, living life, doing whatever it is that they find convenient or fun, you know, and really living within that. But it looks like they're also coming up like, you know, this isn't over, you know, we're going to be together soon. But they want to say something as well within the meantime of this disconnection. What else, Spirit? We'll get one more card from this deck. And then we have Finding Myself. This is the time I want to go within to find myself again. I need to figure out what I want in life, and I need space. So they're currently taking this time to figure out what they want to do, what they want to be. But at the bottom of the deck, we have Your Perfection and Obsessed. I think I'm obsessed with you. I think about you all the time. I stalk your social medias. I hope to run into you when I'm out. And we have your perfection. Your beauty amazes me. I'm not sure how I attracted someone like you, but I'm forever grateful. And under that, we have Playing Games, Time to Heal. Will you listen? Unblock me. All right. So it looks like, you know, whoever you're coming in to this energetic connection with, you guys may have been together at one point in time, and there's a lot of attraction, a passion, and things of this nature. But there may be a call for some boundaries, right? To let your walls up and know when to put them down. So it looks like this energy is focused on money, and they are doing a lot of partying and things like that, getting loose, getting wild. But at the same time, they're still holding on to this connection with hopes that something will re-blossom and that you will wind up ending together again. But currently has something to say with you and looking and waiting for the perfect time. All right, we'll get some love messages, and then that will be wrapping up your love messages for this week, collective. All right, we have This Is Coming to an End. And we have I Think I've Seen You Before in My Dreams, and I'm Feeling Strangely pulled towards you. So this person could be having, you know, in this disconnection, they want this to come to an end. They've been having some type of daydreams or night dreams about you, and it's really bringing you back up into the subconscious, even though there may have been a disconnect previously. All right, and we have challenges are to overcome and to bring us stronger into bond, not to separate us permanently. And then we have No Doubt, You're the Only One I Want to Spend My Life With, the Rest of My Life and Time With. All right. So let's get one ending message. We'll get an ending message from Cupid's Arrow. Ending closing message, Spirit. All right, we have Lovers. So there, yeah, it's a passionate connection. And, you know, you and this person share values and certain visions together. Yeah, and then there's a need to retreat, to spend time alone, do some inner reflection, some inner healing, and things of that. All right, so that's what I have for you, collective, for this weekly love messages from your person. Now, I will be seeing you again on Friday. All right, so remember, stay kind, rewind, and I'll see your ass next time.